President Biden's announcement of the American Climate Corps comes as California's Climate Action Corps and five new similar programs around the country will be expanding. The federal program is modeled on the Depression-era Civilian Conservation Corps, which put millions to work on public works programs. The White House said young adults in the program will build trails, plant trees, help install solar panels, and do other work to boost conservation and help prevent catastrophic wildfires. At a joint press conference alongside Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, President Biden had this to say.
Over the last few days, the nations of the world have talked about climate change, sustainable development, food security, economic resilience. But we know our progress on these challenges depends on our workers. They will drive our clean energy transition. They will keep the global supply chain secure. They'll build the infrastructure we need to keep our economy strong.
The Climate Corps was proposed in early versions of Biden's sweeping climate law approved last year. However, the plan was jettisoned amid strong opposition from Republicans and concerns about cost. Democrats and environmental advocacy groups, who never gave up on the plan, pushed Biden in recent weeks to issue an executive order authorizing what the White House now calls the American Climate Corps. Democratic New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts have introduced companion bills this week that would expand on Biden's executive order. Representative Ocasio-Cortez says that the creation of the American Climate Corps is an important victory in the battle for climate justice.
When we first introduced the Green New Deal, you know, there were so many cynics in our politics in Washington and beyond saying this isn't possible, this is too big, this is too ambitious. Well, today we can say that we are starting to turn the green dream into a green reality.
In addition to the federal program, five states, Arizona, Maryland, Minnesota, North Carolina, and Utah, established state-level conservation corps. California is expanding its Climate Action Corps, created by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2020. Josh Friday is Chief Service Officer for California Volunteers. He says that the number of climate fellows in the California Climate Action Corps will double under the expansion. Friday says the Corps is making an impact statewide.
We have Climate Corps programs all over the state of California. We have programs that were from Oakland to San Jose and throughout other parts of the Bay Area. We're in Los Angeles. We piloted in Los Angeles, and we've shown that that we can make a big difference in those communities.
California Climate Corps fellows are given a stipend of up to $30,000 for a year of service, with an additional $10,000 in scholarship funds or debt relief available upon the completion of the program. Friday says the program provides meaningful job training and economic stability for many young Californians. A timeline for the rollout of the American Climate Corps has not been announced, but a preliminary form for those interested in joining is live on the White House website at whitehouse.gov/climatecorps. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan.